Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the RF Sports Radio morning show. We're coming to you guys in a different format today. We're live by video stream. The Ustream has let us come to you guys live by video instead of doing it by radio. And we wanted to do it this way because we try to be the sports talk show from a fan's perspective. And normally, this is our fan perspective, right?
Yeah. Right now, I'm so used to doing all the air and the radio that True. This is new to me doing it live. But I'm excited to start this new venue.
We're going to try this to see how it works, and we'll get you guys feedback as well, too. We also want you guys to participate in the show as well. So by participating, all you have to do is go to our Twitter feed. Go to RF Sports Radio on Twitter, twitter.com/RF Sports Radio. There you can send us your questions, your comments. We'll get you guys on the air as well, too. So feel free to do that. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get our show started here and start off with the NFL. As we know, today is a big day for the San Francisco 49ers. They have to decide today, are they going to go with Alex Smith, the guy that kind of brought them there last season, got them to the NFC Championship game, and one fumble away from going to the Super Bowl, or do they stick with the hot hand and Colin Kaepernick, the second-year player who's won two games in a row and seems to have the offense clicking? In your opinion, Royce, what's going to happen today? Are the 49ers going to name Smith or stay with Kaepernick?
Well, Rodney, you know, that's a kind of hard position to be in. But, you know, it used to be a rule back in the day that when a player got hurt, he always came back to the same position. But nowadays, I don't think that's the norm because so many teams are desperate to win. And we don't know if this guy is really that good or if he's just a two-game fluke.
True.
You know, so I'm old school. I'm with the idea that you go with the guy that brought you, you know, and the guys don't lose their starting position to injuries.
Let's just take it from, you know, from what you've seen as your eyeball watching the game. Don't you think that Kaepernick's done a better job running it out?
This is just two games. I'm not sold on that. Alex Smith, they were 13-3 last year. Mm-hmm. You know, he took them to the playoffs. They were having a decent year this year. And, you know, Kaepernick did look good the other night. I must, you know, he may give you a better chance to win. I don't know, in these times with these coaches with so much pressure to win, you know, and fan pressure, we know how that comes about. But I think that I go with the guy that brought, you know, Kaepernick. I give him a chance. But do you pull him when he starts messing up and go back to Alex Smith? What kind of psych is that going to do for him?
Well, this is my opinion watching it. Harbaugh's made the right decision going with Kaepernick, especially for what he's done. First of all, the Monday Night Football game against Chicago.
Right.
Guy had a great game that game, and that's a big stage for a quarterback to be in.
Yeah, he was great.
He was good.
I admit it.
In that game, I thought then for sure they should make him a starter because I know the 49 offense has a lot of weapons. Frank Gore, Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Randy Moss, who hasn't really been stretching the field, but Alex Smith and quarterback. But Kaepernick brings a whole other dimension, too. Not only can he throw the ball, but he has that threat of running the ball as well, too, as we've seen him with some limited playing time when Smith was the starting quarterback. But for what he did in that Monday night game, I thought for sure at that point he should be the number one guy. Yeah, that was my opinion.
Right.
And then when I saw him play in New Orleans, a team that everybody thought was the hottest team in the NFL, goes into New Orleans for the first time as a starter, controls the game, they get the win, and did a great job. He threw the ball on the money. He did everything he had to do.
You know, you're absolutely right. He played great. But, Yeah, I can kind of see your point. I can see both ways. But like I say, there's so much pressure now in the NFL to win games and win now. And, you know, not only this in San Francisco, we see the same thing in Philly, mm-hmm. with Michael Vick, here in Dallas with Tony Romo, Phillip Rivers. You know, you have to produce. We know that is a fact in the NFL. True. You have to produce. And when your number's called, you have to be ready to play. That's how you get a starting job in the NFL.
True.
But at the same time, the competition thing, I'm all for it. If he shows a better leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I'm all for that. But we know Alex Smith has always been a problem in San Francisco.
Well, he's been there his seventh season currently.
Right, he's always been a question.
Always been a question mark. Now, everybody's always said, you know, he's had different offensive coordinators, different coaches. It's been kind of hindering him. But this guy, Kaepernick, to me, if they want to really have a chance to win the Super Bowl, you ride the hot hand. You stay with Kaepernick. And the thing about it is this, you know, for Kaepernick to really prove to be a better quarterback than Alex Smith, he's got to take him to the Super Bowl. Alex Smith took them all the way to the NFC Championship game, one play away from really getting there. They had the fumble, of course.
Right.
But so Kaepernick has to get them to a Super Bowl to really be a better option. Can he do that?
And that's a good question. If he turns out to be a great decision, since he's the smartest guy in football, if it turns out to be a bad decision, it falls back on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on Harbaugh to make that decision. And you can live by it or die by it.
True.
Bottom line.
True. Well, I want to know you guys' opinion as well, too. I say Kaepernick. I think Royce, I think you're saying stay with Smith.
Yeah, I would stay with Alex Smith. You know, at least this year. You always have next year with Kaepernick, you know what I mean? It depends on if the team is really trying to make the playoffs. But, you know, you have to let Alex come back and see what he can do. If he can't, you know, bring the team or lead the team, then you go with your – you always got your backup.
Well, send us your tweets, guys. Follow us on Twitter at RF Sports Radio. Send us your tweets. Want to know you guys' opinion. We'll update you guys on what the other fans think about the situation with the 49ers. Let's talk a little bit more about the NFL and jump to a team here locally, the Dallas Cowboys.
Your Cowboys.
My Cowboys, your Cowboys, team.
No.
America's team, Cowboys. Let me say that.
I was a Cowboy fan in the 90s. No longer am I.
There's no such thing.
I don't even have the boots.
All you guys are saying I was a fan in the 90s. You're still a fan now.
Okay? Let's talk about
America's team. All right. So, comes out that about 4 or 5 days ago, someone puts a petition on the White House website. Okay? And this is something the White House is doing new. You can put up petitions. If you get enough people to sign it, 25,000 people, then the president has to do something, or at least acknowledge that there's an issue. So someone took the liberty to put up a petition to get Jerry Jones removed as owner and GM of the Cowboys, and they cited reasons for doing this as mental anguish, feeling like it's been run by a dictatorship. These are words they actually used in the petition. Well, it got to about 4,000 people that signed it yesterday once it kind of broke out. And the local media here, since we're in Dallas, played a big role in getting that 4,000. Before they ran with the story yesterday, folks, there was only 400 people that signed up. But every radio station here, all the media guys that we see on a daily basis, felt like they should go ahead and use this as a platform to try to rally some kind of angst against the Cowboys here locally, which there's a lot of, don't get me wrong. But to me, let me just say this, for the record, my opinion, as a true Cowboy fan, thick and thin, this is ludicrous. This is absolutely ludicrous. Jerry Jones is the reason why some of these guys in position to have the jobs they have right now, the attention he's brought to Dallas with the Cowboys, with Cowboys Stadium, how can you get a petition and promote something like this to remove Jerry from ownership? Now, he hasn't been the greatest GM.
And not to mention,
but he's put together some good teams, though.
City of Arlington. Of course. Absolutely right. You know, Rodney, I'm not surprised. Seeing that it is Texas and they do want to succeed from the United States, I'm not surprised that you can get that many.
You're right.
You know, because this state is really not progressive enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's absolutely funny, and Jerry's probably laughing about it. You know, he'd probably say, you go ahead and try it. This is my team. You know, he bought the team. He owns the team. He owns the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nowhere in the world you can get rid of him. He's going to always be there until he sells it. And, you know, we were surprised to see him buy the team by Tom Landry back in the day. But, you know, the stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. But I think it's absolutely ridiculous to even sign a petition. I wouldn't do it.
But let's be clear, though. Those of you guys that I know you're watching our show for the first time, but have heard our show on a consistent basis, know this guy is not a fan of the Cowboys.
No, but listen, I'm a fan of Jerry Jones.
Okay,
I'm
so clarify this. Clarify this.
What he's done for, you know, since he came to football, you know, as far as his leadership and, you know, looking forward for the game and his progressing the game of football, I think he's done a great job. I think he's built the 11th wonder of the world out here in Arlington. You know, if you ever been in that stadium, man, it's nothing like it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest replay jumbo screen.
Of course, biggest screen
in the world. Yeah, right, exactly. In the world. You know, and it's Jerry World out there. He took football to a whole nother level. Now, he's not a great GM. I will say that. He's a terrible GM. He needs to hire a GM because he needs to focus his attention just on the organization of the Cowboys, not on the player. But one thing I will say, and this is in Jerry's defense, Jerry does not play on the field. Sure. I mean, the guys that he has playing for him have let him down, have let the fans down. I can't fault Jerry for that. I can name players that I can fault for that and the head coach. But I think Jerry just made some bad decisions. I like Jerry. He may be getting senile as old age. But this team is slowly but surely ripping his heart out. You know, ripping the life out of him, man.
Those who don't know, the going thing with this guy, he feels like
Jerry's going to fall over in that booth. He's going to be on the Monday night game when these guys have just broke his heart. And you can look at his face and tell his frustration with his team, man. But, you know, Jerry doesn't play. So I'm fouling the players. I am fouling Jerry for making some bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to hire a good GM and a good coach. Stay in the background and just be an owner. It's hard to be an owner and general manager.
Well, let me ask you this. All right. We've already concluded that it's ludicrous to ask for Jerry Jones to be in this petition.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
So let's replace that. So if we had to put someone on the petition, if we had to go to Barack Obama and ask for help to get someone removed from the Cowboys organization, who should it be?
Jason Garrett. That'd be my opinion. I've signed a petition to get rid of him.
I heard him.
Jason Garrett. I just think he's not the guy. You know, Jerry's tried several different coaches trying to get this team motivated. But like I said, the culture of the team, the mentality of the team goes
starts with the head coach.
Starts with the head coach. You need a tough, hard-nosed coach that's not going to tolerate these stupid mistakes that they make. I mean, they're leading the league in penalized yards, offside, you name it, pass interference.
Right.
They're leading in every category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're not disciplined enough. I think you need a hard-nosed coach that's not going to tolerate these stupid mistakes.
You know, if my position was out there, I think I would feel the same way as you.
Jason Garrett.
I mean, because, you know, I've watched Garrett since he's been involved with the Cowboys as a player. He wasn't a starter by any means.
He had one
great game that goes down in Cowboys history, a Thanksgiving Day game.
Green Bay.
Again, when he had a great game. But let's be honest, he wasn't Troy Aikman.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't Danny White.
No.
All right, so he's not Tony Romo.
He's y'all modern day Danny White.
He's not Tony Romo.
Yeah, Danny White in my generation. Now
he's not Tony Romo.
Okay.
But again, the mistakes that Garrett is making, you know, you can't learn on the job when you're coaching the Dallas Cowboys. I've said this a lot, but you cannot learn on the job. They need someone that's established. You're hearing the rumors flying around about coaches that, you know, there's so many coaching vacancies in college.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of them when it comes up in the NFL as well, too. John Gruden being rumored to go to Tennessee. Of course, he came out today and said he didn't want to go there. But John Gruden, that's my guy. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, if not John Gruden, Sean Payton, I don't know if he'll go back to New Orleans, but he used to be with Dallas.
True.
Dallas was very good when he was here. Now he has experience as a head coach, not as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a perfect fit for the Dallas Cowboys. He knows this city. He knows the players. He knows Jerry. I think that'd be a perfect fit. Jerry? need to get you another coach.
Jerry, just make the call, man. Get Jerry Jones, you can make something happen.
No yeah, way. You know, if nothing to be ashamed about, everybody uh-huh. could understand the decision he made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he'll probably get a lot of people on board. I, for one, would jump on that bandwagon in a minute. But that if you want to do a petition, to petition that. Get Jerry, yep. get another coach.
All right, let's jump real quick. And again, we take you guys' questions. Let's go to Twitter, twitter.com/RFSportsRadio. And also keep in mind, you can always follow us online at rfsportsradio.com. We can go back and replay the show and also hear some of our other shows, some of the top sports talk from around the country from a fan's perspective as well. Let's talk a little bit about college football. We know the some of the conference playoffs, conference championship games are coming up, the SEC championship, and other ones as well, too. The SEC championship being the one that really has the biggest implications now with Notre Dame in number one, which has been, what, over 20 years.
Right. Since they had asked me in the beginning of the season if Notre Dame is going to be the number one team.
True.
I would have took that bet in a minute.
What if I told you at the beginning of the season that Aggie, rookie quarterback, would be eligible to win the Heisman Trophy?
Big surprise. Jerry, if you listen to that,
that's this is your next
quarterback. You go out and get this guy. If you have to move mountains, I mean, just look at the past couple of years, the great quarterbacks that came out of Texas. You know, you got to look at Robert Griffin, you know, and mm-hmm. down in Miami.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. All right, while we're talking about Johnny Football, or Johnny effing Football, as they call him down at College Station, Johnny Manziel. You've seen a lot of good college players in your day.
Right.
Eric Campbell.
Right.
You've seen...
you name it. Jim Brown.
Yeah. You know, all the great college players. Do you know that there's never been a freshman ever win an Heisman Trophy?
You know, you're absolutely right.
There's never been a freshman.
I never thought about that.
So with that said, all the great college players that have won the Heisman before in the past, the great college players that you've seen, not only have I seen in my generation, mm-hmm. but is this guy better than all of them to be the first freshman to win the Heisman?
He's playing like he's been there 3 or 4 years. The guy has great leadership skills. His abilities are off the charts. I don't think he'd be there for 4 years. I think he'd go early. Somebody could take him and develop him
We think he should be the one that gets this honor, being the first freshman to win the Heisman.
It was gonna happen sooner or later. I'm not surprised. Why not this guy?
You know, a lot of people try to compare, you know, the fact that he runs and throws the ball to Tim Tebow, right. Cam Newton, the more recent winners of the Heisman Trophy, but he's already beat both of them.
Yeah, and we saw SEC records already. We saw this a couple of years ago. It's a new breed of quarterback, like Cam Newton and Robert Griffin. Mm-hmm. You know, the old style pocket quarterbacks are pretty much gone. You have to be pretty much a runner and a passer.
True.
You know, in this league nowadays, and that's just the way that this guy has the skills. I mean, he can run, he can throw. He's very smart with the ball. He's a leader, and I'm surprised he's a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, with this leadership, which goes to show you that this guy is almost ready for the NFL, could be ready for NFL. And listen, I'll take him. I'll do whatever it takes to go get him. Like I said, I doubt if he'd be there 4 years.
I don't know if he'd maybe
another year.
Yeah, he's going to play. He has to play another year. Yeah.
And he's out of there. Mm-hmm. But Jerry, you need to keep your eye on this guy.
Well, you know, the thing about it also is, too, you know, in my opinion, I think that he is going to experience some hate from some writers because he is a freshman.
Oh, of course.
They're going to look at it like, okay, guy, you're a freshman. You were really good. Yeah. You had your Heisman moment against Alabama.
Right. What you going
to
do
next? Let's see you next season. If you deserve it next season, we'll be more than happy to give it to you.
You know, it all
if you be the first freshman, I mean, I think they're going to kind of get some
freshmen. And, you know, everybody can have a freshman year, whether it's in the NFL or college.
Mm-hmm.
It's your sophomore year. What do you do your second year? And I think all eyes are going to be upon him. It's going to be a big test for him how he does his sophomore year. And if he's not as good as he was the freshman year, you know, people are going to talk about him. Well, he doesn't deserve it. But I think for his quarterback this year, he does deserve it. You know, whether he's a freshman or a senior, the guy does deserve the hype.
One guy that everybody should really, really look at as well is Manti Te'o, the defenseman. The linebacker from Notre Dame has been a legitimate Heisman candidate. The reason I say this is because that defense from Notre Dame won them several games. It got them this undefeated season that they have currently right now. And if he wins the Heisman, Royce, he would be only the second defensive player to ever win the Heisman Trophy. Number one was Charles Woodson when he won. He'd be the only second one. So either way, we could have history made one way or the other. But I think Manti Te'o, for what he's done for Notre Dame, as you mentioned, if I told you they went undefeated, be number one in the BCS ranking, playing a schedule that has no conference, no conference championship, then I think you would agree that somebody on that team had to be one of the best college players.
And that's the bad thing about the Heisman. It's not a lineman or offensive, defensive linebacker a trophy. If you think about it, if you like running back, quarterback, or defensive back, that's the bad thing about it. I think it should be, Heisman's great, but I think linemen and linebackers and the guards, all should get a trophy of the year, best player of the year, too.
Yeah.
So, you can have several trophies, but like I said, it's a great candidate. I like to see the kid get it. I think he's going to have a great NFL career. And, it's going to be some good quarterbacks coming out of this class.
Yeah.
The last 3 years have been great quarterbacks.
Well, I think this next class coming up is going to be marginal, but, again, the class after that, with Johnny Football available, that may be the class to look at. All right, let's jump gears real quick. Again, guys, you can go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rfsportsradio. Let us know what you think about the format. Send us stuff that we can put on the air. Send us some coffee.
Send us a video.
You guys see, I got this styrofoam cup for coffee. Yeah. So send us some coffee cups. All right? Send us some coffee cups. Maybe a nice backdrop. You see, we got the beautiful.
Well, till we move our new studio, this is going to be temporary.
This is temporary.
We do the paper cups now and the real cups later.
We have a studio built. This is just temporary, but just let us know what you think about the format. Before we talk about the NBA, which we cover a lot of, there's an interesting story in the world of golf. And me and you both like to play golf a lot. There's a big thing. They're going to make a ruling today on whether the belly putters are legal to use on the golf course. And the biggest question is the fact that does it give you an unfair advantage because it's anchored to the body. The guys stick the club up here and putt from there. And we know Tiger's been outspoken about it. Arnold Palmer's been outspoken about it because they really feel like to play golf you need a free swinging hand to play. What's your opinion?
I was getting ready to go to a belly putter because my putt is so bad. But I think it's a disadvantage because if you look at the game of golf, from the drive to the putting, nothing is fixed to the body.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, I wish I could fix my body to hit a drive.
Yeah, there you go.
Straight.
Come up with a driver for me, especially.
Right. Especially for you.
For me.
That I can hit straight. I would do that.
I'm telling you.
But, it's a free swing on everything you do in golf.
Yeah.
I think the putter should be free, too. Like I said, it's nerves, it's skills, it's the swing of the putter. The fixed thing is an advantage to some players. And, a lot of guys, I was getting ready to go to that, but I can understand it. If you're going to be free swinging on everything else, why not free swinging putting?
True. So my opinion is, I say just...
I do want to try one.
I say just keep it, just it doesn't matter. I mean, let's think about it. Golf is more of a game of the mental...
That's true.
State, right?
That's true.
So if you think that the belly putter gives you an advantage, that doesn't necessarily mean it happens. I know three of the last,
Champions
have used belly putters,
but if you think about it, before that they were still winning tournaments.
Exactly. Shooting low scores.
It has given some guys an advantage because their putting has gotten better.
Well, you could say that more advantage is given than the golf balls now.
That's true.
Some of the golf balls they use now, compared to what they used 20 years ago, that's been an advantage too.
Listen, I hope they wait till after I try it, and if I like it, I'm gonna be an advocate.
Well,
I don't know yet.
During our golf meetings, the belly putter is outlawed.
Okay.
So there you go. Free swinging clubs for us.
Yeah, because if I'm going to swing a bad drive, I have a bad putt.
There you go.
Same thing.
All right, let's talk a little NBA action, guys. We covered the NBA really, really close thanks to the Dallas Mavericks.
Want
to send a special shout out to them, to all the people in the Mavericks media department, Sarah Melton. Thank you a lot for letting
Scott
us cover
Tomlin.
Scott Tomlin. Mark Cuban, for letting us cover the Mavs. You're going on the road with them.
Allen. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Mavs real quick. They're 7-8.
Oh, boy.
That probably sums up the season so far. How much trouble do you think this team is really in compared to what you've seen? I mean, we followed them from game one all the way up until this loss last night to Indiana by two. I mean, not Indiana, but to Philadelphia by 2 points last night. From what you've seen, and be honest, brutally honest, you've talked to Coach Carlisle, you've talked to the players, you've talked to Mark Cuban, you've seen the locker room, you've seen the makeup of this team as it is now and how it was in 2011 when they won the title. What's your honest opinion on what the Mavs are going to be?
Number one, it's a totally different team, whole different team, a whole new personnel. But I feel Coach Carlisle and Mark Cuban and the fans' frustration because we've seen that this team can be good. We've seen them beat some great
teams. They started
teams.
Out 4-1.
We've seen them play great. We know what they're capable of doing, but lately they're not consistent. I think that's the thing that frustrates me and the coaches because you know these guys have potential. You know they can play big, but they haven't been doing it. You know, it's turnovers, man. They've never been a tough rebounding team. They've never been a tough defensive team except for the year they went to the playoffs, and they did that because the guys had learned the system and knew how to work the system. It's all different personnel. You don't have the same personnel to do the same system. I think the system needs to change because you don't have the same people to run that type. You don't have the Jason Terry. You don't have the Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. You don't have the Tyson Chandler. You know, they're learning how to play. We know Carlisle jumbled the rotation a lot. I mean, he went 8-10 guys deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad thing about that, nobody's stepping up.
True.
You know, nobody's, you know, like I said, you get a chance to play, that's your time.
It's your time.
And
that's
he's
right.
Giving everybody a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. We know Dominique is not going to be the guard. And we know he started last night.
Yeah.
That's not his role.
And
you know,
that was a curious thing for me to let him start.
I was shocked. I can hit layups better than he can.
The reason why I found it so interesting was because the last game, we were at the Laker game.
Right.
You asked Coach Carlisle specifically if you thought Darren Collison was taking too much pressure on himself being a starting role. And he kind of tried to laugh you off at first. But he said that he didn't think it was a big deal.
Right.
Collison was a starter then. What kind of vote of confidence are you getting by letting Dojo start when it is St. Collison's a starter?
And then you got Roddy Bouvard. I thought this was going to be his year.
Mm-hmm.
But he started out hurt like he does every year. He hadn't produced. You know, I've seen some signs of brilliance from him, you know, steals and turnovers and great plays. But he's not consistent. And that's the problem with this team. They're not consistent in the way they play. And Chris Kaman is a great shooter, but he's a terrible defender. I think Jay Crowder has been the brightest spot on this team this year.
But here's the thing, though.
He's fearless. You know,
Chris Kaman, let me just talk about him for a quick second because, you know, he made some comments about how he feel like he should be the starter.
Right.
People really think that he's doing well offensively. That's fine. But to be your size and play down low.
Right.
Every time the ball hits the rim, you take off running the other way.
Right.
It's not going to cut it.
And get killed on the boards. Offensive, defensive rebounds, he is terrible. You know, and Brandon Wright, that's another guy. I love the guy. I think the guy has great potential. And he plays him in spurts.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand that. You can't get any continuity by playing in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
He started this season.
Right.
I thought he would be playing more, but his playing time has been cut. Vince Carter, we see brilliance of old Vince, new Vince, but Vince Carter is just a jump shooter now.
Well, you know,
But Vince Carter used to go to the hole. Too.
Absolutely, I think at 7-8 though, there's a lot to be expected. I just don't know how good this team is going to be, even when Dirk comes back.
No identity.
Yeah, I think like a lot of teams in the NBA currently. You have to wait until the season really starts, which is Christmas Day.
Right.
And once Christmas Day happens, then you got to see what teams are at.
And the All-Star break is another barometer.
Exactly.
Right.
Another barometer spot right there is the All-Star break. So right now I think we just need to kind of wait it out and try to be at least a 500 team by the time Dirk comes back. They got some tough games coming up. They got Chicago tonight. Then, of course, Saturday they come back home and play Detroit. Next week they'll have Miami next week as well, too.
And so. The Lakers again this month, too. So
we'll be talking more about that. You can guys can go to our website after each Maverick home game and some road games for that matter and watch live interviews as they happen as we talk to players and talk to coaches as well, too. If you go on our Watch Live tab on the website right now, you can actually watch the Lakers, Mike D'Antoni, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard. Watch them as we had a live post-game show.
You know, they could get to see it the way we do. You know,
yeah, that's the whole point.
Scenes,
yeah, exactly.
Going down the locker room, you know, and a lot of people don't get to see that and going in the locker room and talking to players and coaches. But it's a different way to look at it.
Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you did not, go back to our website. Take time to watch the show live or listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Just type in RFSN to get there, our internet feed, our radio feed from there. And we'll see you guys Thursday.
I got to give me a coffee cup.
Yeah, send us some coffee cups, all right? And send us some ideas for our new studio when we have it built. Until next time, thank everyone for tuning in. RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
Good night.
And I'm going to get some coffee.